Ramble.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Morbius! Oh, welcome to Guilty God. Pleasures!
Wow.
What's up, everybody? Today we are talking about the Batman himself,
yes.
Morbius.
The Batman.
Last week we talked about the Batman. This week we're talking about the Batman, Jared Leto's Morbius.
Yeah.
Now, later in this episode, we're going to be having Ryan Broderick from the Garbage Day newsletter from the Content Minds podcast, who's going to be joining us to talk about the meme impact of Morbius. But first, we saw this movie.
Yeah, yes. We did.
Ooh, we saw this movie.
We
saw
Ooh,
it
did we?
With all of our eyes.
If you don't know the context here, Morbius is the newest Marvel-esque installment. It's not really Marvel.
Marvel-ish.
It's Sony Marvel.
Adjacent.
The Spider-Man universe in Sony. And this movie was very maligned online. People were making fun of it before it came out. Then the critics started dumping on it. People made fun of it. And then it came out and actually kind of crushed at the box office.
Did it?
Yeah.
No way.
Good.
And that led to a web identity all unto itself. So we'll get into all of that later.
What?
The first thing that I'm really curious, because We saw the movie, all three of us together last night.
Yeah, date night.
Date night.
It was adorable.
No, like me and Jared were having a date night and you guys
and
joined.
And then we crashed it. Yeah. Yeah, I walked in and I kind of moonwalked into Umami Burger and I was just like, oh, what's up, guys? Can
also,
I sit with you?
Also, Jared thinks you guys are like the coolest people.
Oh, I think he's cool because
it's
he's
so
tall.
Annoying. Yeah, that's why I like him too.
That's cool that we're cool. I like that. That's fucking sick.
It's cool that he's that tall and likes Dune.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to at all.
Yeah. But he likes, like, really, you know, likes Dune. He read Dune.
Yeah.
He read it three times.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Dune.
He can quote it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of spice. And actually, he wanted to see Morbius. Both of you.
Yeah. He tried to get me to see it when it came, like the night it came out. And I was like, fuck no. I don't even know what this is about. I don't understand it. But boy, am I sad I didn't go opening night.
This is what I was curious, because as soon as the movie ended, Kelsey turned to us and said, we're not talking about it until we hit record.
Yeah.
Because once you pop, the fun don't stop.
Yeah.
And I was walking away with Garrick and I said,
you didn't talk about me after I left.
You guys, Kelsey valets, because she likes the finer things in life.
Because she's fancy. Because she has a car for it.
Garrick and I self-parked.
Yeah.
The parking lot was full.
No, it wasn't.
There was literally 300 spots when we went.
On level four alone.
Busy. Yeah. It was busy when we went.
On Wednesday night.
Yep.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
We were going up the escalators, and I went, Garrick, I have a hunch that Kelsey loved that movie.
You're fucking right.
No! Oh, my God.
This movie.
I love it so much.
And Garrick, which one are you? Are you my boyfriend? Jared also loved it.
Yeah.
And we stayed up talking about it until we fell asleep about how it's the perfect movie.
I can't wait to talk to you about it.
I want to drain my body of
blood and just
thrilled to be the one.
What part of him sucking down blue Capri Sun juices is where you were like, oh, this is the movie for me?
Okay. Before I throw up the defenses, you know, before I hate you both only 3 minutes into this, usually we get at least 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about it?
It was just bad. It wasn't even a fun, bad movie. It was just a bad movie.
You knew the premise. You knew the villain. You're the Batman extraordinaire.
Not Batman.
Not the Batman, but Spider-Man. You knew what to expect. Yeah. You had an expectation.
I knew of him because of the cartoon Spider-Man. Oh, Bowie, no.
Wow, Bowie unchose you, so you start talking shit.
Because I talked shit about Morbius.
Bowie's a huge Morbius fan.
He's a huge Morbius fan.
He would be, I feel like.
He loves Morbius.
So I knew about Morbius because of the cartoon and not because of his comic iteration. But in the cartoon, they weren't allowing him to suck actual blood. He drained people of plasma in their blood, and he did it from his fingertips because also it was a children's movie or children's show. So he would like grab people, and he had like bat suckers on his hands.
He would suck their life force.
I'm sorry, that is weird. A completely different movie.
It's kind of like Rogue different thing.
From X-Men. He would like touch them and suck them dry.
Suck them dry. But it was like, oh, he's a vampire. He looked like a vampire. He had fangs. He had a bat nose, all that good stuff. And he was this same, like, he was Peter Parker's rival in school.
Oh.
And he was like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's smarter than me, blah, blah, blah. And that's where, like, a bit of his edge came from. But then Felicia Hardy, who's Black Cat, who was missing from this fucking movie, was his girlfriend. And she dies?
Wasn't that what happened in this movie?
There was a different lady.
Well, not in this film. Morbius stars Jared Leto, the human vampire himself, Michael Morbius. Michael Morbius is a brilliant doctor who has invented a synthetic blood, but he also has a rare blood disorder. He's a chronic pain, homie. He is disabled.
He's severely
disabled. He walks around on crutches. He has severe pain. If he doesn't have blood transfusions every X hours, he will die.
Three times a day.
It's intense. It's an intense illness. And so he has dedicated his life to, one, trying to help people, but trying to cure this mystery illness for himself and for his best friend, Milo, played by Matt Smith of Doctor Who fame. In trying to fix his mystery illness, he combines his blood with that of a vampire bat, and he turns into a vampire. Morbius becomes Morbius. Batman, the vampire
killer.
Michael
becomes Morbius. Sorry, I'm sorry. Stupid.
And then Milo does it too, but Milo's a bad vampire, so Morbius has to save the day.
Yeah.
This is Morbius.
Okay, before we like dive deep into it, I have to say two things. One, Jared Leto is 50 years old. If you don't believe me, Google it. I can't believe he's 50. That blows my mind.
He's 50. And you know what? Not only can I not believe that he's 50, the movie can't believe he's 50.
Yeah.
So he's not 50 years old in this movie.
No.
They do a flashback to him 25 years ago when he was, what do we think, 12?
Yeah.
So at most, let's do the math here.
He's 32.
Maybe he's 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
36.
That's insane.
The movie says he's no one will believe that Jared Leto is 50 years old.
My dad thought he was, and he said 25.
Wow.
I mean, he doesn't look that young. What is he doing? 50. Sucking the blood of babies.
We were talking before the movie, the whole QAnon thing where people, they think that the Hollywood elite are like sucking stem cells out of babies.
Is
obviously a dangerous, weird rumor. But maybe it is true for Jared Leto.
Yeah, if they could focus all that Q energy on Jared Leto,
which then brings me I feel to my like second would, point.
Yeah.
Just right on Jared
just right
Leto.
On Jared. Yeah. If we could just be like, it's him. We found him.
We tell QAnon, you were right. There's the guy.
It's this guy.
Get him.
Yeah, go ahead.
And while you're at it, don't let him be in any more movies.
Don't storm the Capitol. Storm Jared Leto's house.
Storm Jared Leto's Malibu mansion.
Right, exactly.
Exactly what I want to say.
Free those girls.
I will talk about it because we're talking about this movie, but Jared Leto is a problematic figure in the community. He is known to be the predator, is sleeping with underage women, and people are just resurgencing, and this has been known for quite some time. I also know a friend that slept with him, and he only did anal, and we thought that was a little off, but we didn't question it at the time. So listen, I'll talk about him in the sense of Morbius. I support the movie Morbius. I don't support the person.
I didn't know he was... Wow. Oof, boy.
Yeah, yikes. It's coming back out, especially because more.
Yeah. You know what? This is all because of white Jesus. And the reason why is because Jared Leto looks like what we believe to be Jesus.
And
they're just looking up to this holy figure as if.
Yeah.
Wow, that cuts deep.
Yeah.
You don't grow that hair unless you have a God complex.
Exactly.
You know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So all that said, fuck you, Jared Leto, and your 50-year-old bitch ass. But damn, I loved this movie so fucking much.
How? I want to hear everything.
Should we start with just a broad stroke of why we don't? Because I think that's the majority opinion.
Speak for yourself. Like?
No, I would rather hear Kelsey's take on
what she would love. Okay, I'll give you a very easy version that then I'm sure you guys can rip into a million pieces. This was simple, stupid movie. It was beginning to end. Here's the fucking problem with all these superhero movies now. It's convoluted. It's 3 fucking hours long. I'm sorry. My bladder can't handle it. It's this iteration and this guy, and you have to know this version and comic, and you had to have seen this movie to understand that joke. This was an origin story. It was a slice of his life to understand beginning, middle, end. It was done. There was funny shit. It wasn't too much fucking fighting, which I hate in those movies when they spend 20 minutes fighting. And it was simple, stupid. I got it. It went. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was simple. It was definitely stupid.
It was definitely stupid. And it was definitely convoluted.
It was so convoluted.
Okay, we were talking about this last night. He literally...
I told you guys not to talk about it.
Well, we said we had like a small walk and talk, which is part of a larger walk and talk, which is 90% of this movie. But like the movie was constantly explaining itself.
Yes. Thank
while
you.
Also being confusing at the exact same time.
What were you confused about?
The movie.
Everything.
Okay, you know like the classic adage of show, don't tell?
Yes.
This was tell, don't explain.
Don't explain.
And don't show.
Cool
it just
graphics.
Told me everything constantly.
Constantly.
Was telling me what was happening. But then I was also like, wait, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Wait, what exactly are his powers? Wait, what the fuck are we doing? Wait, how did he know? It just jumped.
Because like and you're also talking about you have to know about the things behind the scenes. You also have to know everything about bats in order to know what his powers were.
What?
Like the fact that bats I think they have hollow bones like birds do.
Why would I know that?
And that's why he was so light to like wind.
No,
and
I thought
like
it was because bats would fly.
No, he doesn't have fucking wings.
Well, he clearly was flying.
But that doesn't
Is
make any
sense. Is that what was happening?
He was lightening his body so that he could fly
bats
through.
Bats fly. He flies.
I am so fucking
you're looking
mad.
Too deep.
No, I'm not.
Oh my God, Derek.
Did you not see the wind push him over at the beginning?
Yes.
The wind was like important. Pushing him over, right? He's just like, oh, I can feel the wind.
And
then
he
felt
blowing.
The wind from the subway and then he jumped in front of it. That's the only way he can fly. He can't actually fly. He's just like gliding in a weird way.
Yeah, like a sugar glider squirrel. I believed it.
Seething with rage right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my
God.
Okay, I'm going to explain this because Miles, I know you didn't see the movie. So he had...
he was a frail little man. He was
so
tiny.
Morbius has wind vision at one point where he can see the wind. And this is first revealed because for some reason he almost blows over and we can see like lines written in the wind. And then later a subway is coming.
That's just Mufasa talking to him. Anyway.
Later a subway is coming and he closes his eyes and he can see the wind. And then he jumps in front of it and just
he
starts
sugar
flying like a sugar glider.
Yes.
So
that's how wind works.
But
I
didn't realize, I didn't get it. I was like, okay, I guess he's one with the sky now, but you're suggesting that bats have hollow bones.
Yes.
And he was able to change
the density of his bones.
To fly. I want to die.
Well, yeah. Let me see if bats have hollow bones if I'm correct.
Yeah, I'm like, the other thing that, the one thing I was confused about. The bat?
They don't have hollow bones, but they are lightweight compared to other mammals.
Okay,
and I feel like that is the reason why he was light enough to be blown over.
Or maybe he was gliding.
Someone listening who is a bat expert who's like,
seeing.
No, they don't have hollow bones, they're mammals.
Fake news. Okay, so he's a scientist. Let's get that out of the way. He's a savant scientist.
Yeah.
And he goes to the caves of Peru. And
this is the opening scene.
Takes the bats out by scraping his own finger and showing them the blood, and they all blow out. And he captures all the bats, and he brings them to his office in New York City.
All right, we can just pause right there. Already,
because so like, much in this.
What do you mean traveling with 50,000 bats in your backpack? Does that work?
It doesn't work. No, but even that, we saw the danger of the bats.
Yes.
Why?
And they told us the danger of the bats. The most trite 90s action movie. I wrote it down. I took out my phone in the theater because, spoiler alert, no one was there.
It was a Wednesday night at the Grove. The parking was full, though.
The first line is, "We shouldn't be here after dark." And then they see Morbius with his crutches and they go, "Do you need a doctor?" And he turns and goes,
I am a doctor.
That's the opening of the movie.
I loved it. Anyway, okay. he captures his bath.
The timing isn't even cheeky or anything like that. It's just pure trite, like he just said. And it's just
it
like.
It was funny.
I am a doctor.
You know that was funny.
And then
funny.
He just moved. It wasn't played for jokes. So I don't think Jared Leto plays anything for jokes.
So what Garrick was pointing out is that we are warned of the danger of these bats. We see that these are like
vampire bats,
they shredded a carcass, right? Yeah.
They shredded a carcass. As they like fly through things, they just devour it. That's what they're saying that bats, vampire bats
and,
do.
But I like
and I don't
that,
think that that's what
they
do.
Then I was like, wow, how is this going to translate into a human body? Because I wasn't sure.
But that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I meant like he put up the trap or whatever in front of the cave. Mm-hmm. That stopped nothing.
I was
absolutely
confused how
he
got the bats.
He cut his hand, put his hand out, and I'm like, oh, he's about to fucking die. This movie is really short. That's crazy. And nothing happened. They all flew by him. All the people ran into the helicopter, his like little compatriots, whatever the fuck you want to call them. And they ran.
I prefer compatriots.
Compatriots.
How do you?
They
how
ran
did
for their
he,
life.
How did he corral all those bats?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Because the movie doesn't explain
it. It's fine. We're moving on. He brings his bats to New York City.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, let's just fucking talk about Morbius's powers, okay? I think it's an important thing because he's got a lot of them. He is a Batman. He's a vampire. He's the Batman.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about what he can do.
Okay.
He's got superpowers.
Yeah.
He's strong. He's got abs.
He goes from
zero
snapping him in half.
Yeah.
To oh my god, abs! And I wondered if the abs were actually CGI'd. Because how did they go from so frail and thin to so bulked?
So I think that his body was CGI'd. There was a point when
I think it's the other way around.
There's no way.
His frail body, I thought, was CGI'd. Because there was a point where he was getting laid out and strapped down where his head looked floaty.
No, did you ever see him in Dallas Buyers Club? That bitch can get thin.
He can get thin. But it's more likely that he worked out a lot to look hot for a movie.
I think it's the other way around. Anyway,
I love that. He can fly because he's got light bones, apparently.
He's got light bones.
Yes.
He has echolocation.
Yeah.
He can hear. And actually, before I even go on and talk about more.
I like that part.
I've got a the echolocation.
Yeah.
Garrick and I both had exactly two pleasures with this movie.
Oh.
And the echolocation, we agreed, was one of them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're like dolphins.
Yeah, he has this like sound vision, and they do this like whoop, whoop, whoop. First of all, they have a close-up on his ear.
Which is disgusting.
Like, gave me the...
Yeah, every time I saw it, I was... So, okay.
Yours don't do
it looks like the bottom of a mushroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
It ripples, and you can see it going like... You can see it vibrating.
Hated it.
And then it cuts to like a view of the city where like... It goes like, and it like you can see sound waves. But I need to point out, that's not how echolocation works.
No.
What?
He has to make a noise.
And then it bounces back
and then he hears
screech.
It. Yeah.
So the movie should have had Jared Leto going everywhere and going, ha!
Yeah.
Wait. But I can't argue that.
There needs to be a sound wave that bounces.
It also wasn't like good hearing.
Are we sure?
It's mapping. He can see where everything is. Like, so the example with the ball is probably more correct than him zoning in on people's conversations.
Maybe we just didn't hear him go like, huh. Maybe it was a quiet little.
Fair.
He just moans under his breath.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody should watch Daredevil again.
Yeah.
On Netflix. Right. The first season. The second season was fantastic as well.
The Ben Affleck one? You want to die?
Garrick 6 times in this episode.
No, the Charlie Cox one.
There's another thing. So he has like speed motion. Uh-huh. And for whatever reason, the team decided to animate every bit of action in this movie, one in the dark, obviously. You don't want to
see in the dark.
God forbid we see any of it.
Yeah.
But then they added vapor trails to everyone's body. And so you can't tell what the fuck is going on ever.
So I think they were using rehashed venom movements and then putting that on top of his fight scenes. That is my theory.
You know why it didn't bother me? Because there wasn't that many fucking fight scenes. And it was so quick, and thank you for making it.
I hate when there's not enough fight scenes in an action
movie. It was good.
Can we do The Raid?
No.
Yes.
Please.
That's a good movie.
Is incredible.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring up another movie. What we're talking about, Garrett, this movie.
Well, you know what? Garrick's not having a good time. He's like, let's talk about another thing.
Literally anything else. Wait, but are you done talking about your other favorite pleasure of this? You said you had two ears.
The second one was Milo.
Matt Smith, who is my favorite doctor. And I know David Tennant fans are going to be really pissed at me. I just like David Tennant had better writing. And actually, David Tennant's better. But I don't know. I love Matt Smith. I love this guy. I've been waiting for him to have his breakout. This, unfortunately, isn't it. But he is incredible. He chews up the scenery. Mm-hmm. I feel like he understood the assignment and the transformation that he goes through. Like, he's really fun. He's really funny. He's zany. Like, I wish he were Morbius.
Yeah, I wish he was Morbius. I wish that we got more on him because he was the only interesting character in the movie.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh my God, if what would you do if you are frail and then you are given ultimate power? I feel like you would be more on this guy's side of like just terrorizing the world, essentially.
It would have made sense for him to be or at least more alongside him, and then they split off, and then, you know what I mean?
Like, he's immediately a villain. I love killing.
He's like, I'm going to fuck and fight and, like, just go out, go hard.
Yeah. There is a scene that I implore you to Google. Just look up Matt Smith dancing Morbius.
Yeah.
And it's him getting ready in a suit. And the camera work is like really,
it's really
avant-garde and dope.
It's really good.
Zooming in on him as he's dancing, rolling his arms. He's getting dressed in a suit. And then for whatever reason, as he's getting dressed, he'll just occasionally go, rah, and turn into a vampire for a second and back.
What do bats like roar? Because that was a big
they screech. They make
feature.
That popping noise
that
so that they
can
see.
That was not a screech.
See.
That was not a screech.
No, it was not.
This was a mountainous roar.
Back to the powers. So the whole thing is that the blue and the fake blood.
Right. So there was synthetic blood.
Synthetic blood kept him normal. And the red blood made him into that insane creature that we saw at the beginning.
Yeah.
So why the fuck was it Milo, that insane creature, the entire time? He was having full-on conversations. Mm. He was having a great time.
I thought it was just when they get hungry.
No, I thought it was, that's why like his whole thing is that he didn't want to get the taste of red because he was going to turn into that thing again.
I think it's what makes you bad. It makes you violent. And angry. So as long as he kept staying blue, he could control it.
I thought he just didn't want red blood because he like didn't want to.
But you see how we all have three different versions
it's left to be discovered, you know? Can I, you guys have to admit that this is a pleasure though, that the fucking makeup and graphic effects on him as a scary, scary monster vampire was fucking scary. That shit was scary. They hollowed, gaunted out his cheekbones. That was scary. You were scared.
Define scary.
I'm going to pull up a picture. This shit, I was like
was I scared?
It was scary.
It was creepy.
It was fine. It wasn't something that I enjoyed.
It was a scary
I think
face.
That the movie wanted to be a horror movie, and it wasn't.
This bitch, look at this. He had that Michael Jackson nose. He had the longest jaws I've ever seen.
I loved any scene where he was transforming into Morbius, and you could kind of see
that's
him like
scary.
In between.
You're scared. This is a scary face.
I think, and that's also like an inherent problem with the character to me, is that he is a vampire. So the movie wants to be a horror film, but is a PG-13 broad Marvel movie. So it's not scary. It's never scary.
No.
They attempt one scare scene with the lights going off.
I closed my eyes a lot.
Shut up.
I covered my ears because I, as a filmmaker, I know when they're trying, they're going to pop. Jump scare the shit out of us. And I had multiple ear plugging moments.
I mean, I had some ear plugging moments, but for a different reason.
He's completely zoned out.
I am.
He's dead inside.
I don't understand how it's you're defending here.
I'm not defending. I'm saying it was good, scary. It scared me. I was scared.
I was scared.
I was afraid. I don't like being jumped out at. I wasn't like, I'm not going to sleep tonight. I just don't like anticipatory thriller jump scare shit.
Yeah.
They had some of it. He's a vampire. Boo.
There's so much that I didn't understand as a viewer, and I didn't understand how he understood.
Yeah.
So as soon as he becomes the Batman, they're 13 nautical miles out in international waters. They make a point to say that. He kills everyone on the boat. His love interest-to-be gets knocked out, and he jumps off the boat.
Yeah.
And swims to shore.
Bats can't swim.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm Googling it.
Bats can't swim. He swims.
Bats swim.
13 nautical miles, which I have to assume is different than miles, but let's just say 13.
They're pretty good swimmers. They all swim like little rowboats, says Dan Taylor of the Bat Conservation International.
Oh my God.
They're really good swimmers.
But how would he know?
They can swim underwater.
How he just turned in to a vampire creature.
How did he know he could do anything? The powers take over.
How did he know that he could swim
13
miles?
How cute is it?
That's fucking crazy that bats can swim.
Well.
Well.
Like little robots.
Look at this guy.
Oh, he's doing like a breaststroke.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Ew.
He's swimming.
I expected just their little feet to kick like a little motor.
No, he's using his whole wings to swim. So that makes sense. We proved you guys wrong.
Okay, so that's
fair.
Can we talk about Tyrese?
Oh my God. Can we talk about guys? This film stars.
This is your job,
the Fast and Furious' own Too Fast Tyrese Gibson.
I yelped when I saw him on screen. I turned to you boys and I was like, what?
Kelsey was like, did you know?
I was so excited. Here's my one guilt. I wrote down, this man looked like he had no idea what was going on.
He just kind of showed up. It's just like, yeah, I guess this is the thing in between Fast 9 and 10.
Interesting. You mean to tell me you weren't at the scene of the crime? All right, bye. I was like, wait,
but
what?
The thing that sucks with Tyrese being in these types of movies is that he was so good in Baby Boy. Have you guys seen Baby Boy?
I don't think in a while.
Yeah, wow.
He's so good in that movie. And then he's just done these. And you're like, but my boy, he can act if he's given the material.
Oh my gosh. I
forgot all about Baby
that
Boy.
That movie poster is like burned into my brain for
my God,
some reason. That's like immediate memories.
It's an LA classic.
I guarantee you that his agent was like, Tyrese, you're going to be in the new Marvel movie. And he was like, shut up. I'm entering the MCU. And his agent's like,
hold on there.
Not exactly. And he's like, I'm going to be in the MCU.
But
oh, my God.
What more could he want? He's already in Fast.
No,
like,
but
he has the best life.
I think he wants everything.
He wants more.
World.
Yeah.
He's trying to build generational wealth. He's trying to set up his great, 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 great grandchildren.
That for him. But I thought, you know what? He played the most realistic version of like an investigator where it's like, this is going to take a while. I can't figure this out.
He also, his partner is Al Madrigal, who is a stand-up who I like a lot.
He was crazy. He was a comic book character.
But he was funny.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He also has one of the most confusing moments of the movie where they go into someone's house. He starts shaking a litter box and goes, here, kitty, kitty. and then after a second goes, the cat's not here.
I think that was insane. He shook the litter box as if that's what cats are called.
Yeah. He's going to shit,
someone
I guess.
Someone didn't check that on the script.
Maybe.
Nobody checked anything on the script.
I set that up for you.
Yeah, you did.
Can I make a confession about Tyrese that I can't believe it's never come up in any of our Fast episodes?
Please.
I adored that man's briefly lived R&B career.
Oh, my God.
Lately.
Are you kidding me?
Have I told you I love you?
That's where he started.
I fucked with him so hard.
I know Tyrese more as a singer than I do as an actor, if I'm being honest.
He has the name Tyrese. It's a one-name wonder.
Yeah, I still feel like...
And he was a VJ before that on MTV.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know him as the singer that made it in acting.
Yeah, 100%.
How old is he? Is he like a Jip pulling a Jared Leto? He just looks
60.
Fantastic?
No.
He's 43.
Okay, that...
I've been wrong three times. I'm not going to make any more guesses today.
If you've never watched the music video for Lately, it's like him walking around a very swanky apartment singing about how horny he is for this girl.
Yeah.
And at one point, he's on his knees, shirtless, pants on, in the shower with the shower just raining cold water on his dick because he's so helplessly horny that he needs to cool his dick down. Yeah. It's art.
It's fantastic.
So I can't believe this. Tyrese, our boy, in your favorite movie of the year, Morbius,
and
you didn't like him.
No, he had very low energy.
He had very low energy. He had like a small backstory about him being in Afghanistan.
But it was like there and gone.
Yeah. And then also they said they were FBI agents. FBI agents don't fucking investigate like that.
Yeah. he was acting like a notepad detective.
Just say you're in the NYPD and then all of that is gone.
Fixed. Yeah. Yeah. And then like the moment where they discover all the big giant hole in the ground. It's like, what could have made this big giant hole? And then like, again, 50 million bats fly out of it. And everyone's like, oh, he was just like, bats. Damn. Dang, where'd they come from? I was like, wait, they did not pay him enough, apparently, to bring the energy.
I can't remember if they gave Tyrese this line or to Al, but there's a couple police officers in the subway that die and they're investigating. And they go, killing cops in my city.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah.
Were they FBI? Because if they, it only makes sense if they're cops. I remember hearing them introducing themselves as FBI agents.
Yeah, they were FBI.
Okay, I've been wrong several times today.
Apparently, maybe I'm starting to think maybe Kelsey's right that the movie's great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like siding with you, but you're wrong about all this
stuff. Yeah, right. I've been wrong so much. Maybe it's so good. It's actually, it is terrible. I'm right about that. I know that much. It's a terrible film. But
an artistic choice that I adored was that Jared Leto was in hiding. You know, he's a wanted man.
Yeah.
He still had a working cell phone. That's super cool. He also walked around in the daylight in a raincoat.
Yeah.
On sunny days.
But that was like a part of his character. Always did that.
That suspicious motherfucker, though.
Yeah.
He's wanted.
Yeah.
By the FBI.
He always looked.
He was agent.
Okay, so this was adorable. I'm sitting next to Jared. I'm sitting next to Jared, Kelsey's love of her life.
Yes, true.
He's super tall and and very bearded. And at the opening of the film, Jared Leto is wearing a raincoat because that's what he does.
Uh-huh.
Michael Morbius wears raincoats and he's wearing all black and all that stuff, black underneath, and he's on his cane. So like from the side, it looks like something. And then Jared leans over. He's like, it's really cool that they made him look like a bat. It's like he already likes this movie. And I was like, yeah, man.
My sweet boy trying to fit in about talking about film. Listen, it was not us, okay?
It was adorable. But I also
was trying to fit in.
I didn't track that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is actually kind of interesting. And then the movie continued to disappoint me.
Oh, sweet Jared. Thank you for trying to be friends with my friends. That was his best. We love Jared.
That
was his best.
That was so funny.
Representation matters. And Morbius is one of us.
One of us!
Yeah.
He's disabled.
Always in pain.
Severely in chronic pain.
Yeah.
And I would say that Jared Leto is very bad at acting.
It's so funny because I was thinking, I was like, this is some of the, and this is when him and Milo are on screen together. I was like, this is kind of some of the best acted, worst lines I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
To where it's just like, I see that you're the lead, so you really don't have to carry, you know, like their conversation, and somebody else, you can play like the straight man and somebody else can be like really bright and sunny or weird. And that's what Milo's character was in those scenes. And I was like, damn, he's really killing this.
The king, Matt Smith. Yeah.
Oh my God. And I was like, this is terrible dialogue.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening? They kind of just said what was happening and it didn't make sense.
Well, there was more than that to me. So we are, okay, so the three of us have chronic pain.
And Miles, don't forget.
And Miles, all four, everyone in this room.
Wow.
Just a quick check-in. We are all in pain all the time.
All the time.
Yep. It hurts.
We are always in pain.
Yes.
I'm always in pain. Sometimes excruciating pain.
That was me
and
yesterday.
What you don't hear me do is what fucking Jared Leto does in this movie when he's walking around in his crutches. He goes, so fucking over.
He like collapses often way that's like, all right.
This movie is ableist.
That was true.
I think this movie is ableist.
Fuck, ableist as fuck for so many reasons.
Least of all,
because the girl, the love interest, didn't care about him until he was not disabled.
He still looked hot when he
looked like Jared Leto.
I thought they were dating because he's still Jared Leto in the face.
I don't know. They sunk in his eyes. They made him all bloodshot. They made his face all purpley,
very pale, and all that stuff. Exactly.
They color corrected the life out of him.
Yeah.
But he was plenty fuckable with those crutches.
Yeah, he's still vampire.
You
fall
in love with the mind, you know, like that kind of guy. He was clearly like savant, genius. He turned down the Nobel Peace Prize in the first 5 minutes.
For what reason?
Because he said it was a failed experiment. But the society saw it as groundbreaking, but it wasn't what he meant to
do. So it's fucking penicillin, bitch, take it.
No, that's the point, is he's a humble man.
Oh, okay.
He was trying to cure the blood disease, not invent an artificial blood that comes out of a Capri Sun bag.
Why else was it ableist? Or what else do you want to talk about with his pain?
I think that if you wanted to be method, he should have broken his legs.
So, okay,
that's what you want to do.
Can we share the story? So Jared Leto, it came out, do you know about this?
No.
Jared Leto, he is a method actor.
Oh, I know about all the problems with Joker, Suicide Squad stuff.
Okay, so in Suicide Squad, he like sent dead rats to his coworkers and stuff like that.
He came on like a blanket and sent it to someone.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Yeah. And the guy was like, don't send me your nasty drawers.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. Fuck Kelsey.
Sorry, that's what he did.
Right.
So for this movie, he really wanted to know what it was like to not only be disabled, but to be someone who's living with constant chronic pain.
Oh, no.
So in between shooting, he said, I must always be disabled.
Welcome to our lives.
But he wanted to feel the pain. So there was some way in which he was walking that he was hurting himself.
Okay.
And in between shots, he would go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And limp very painfully.
Uh-huh.
And he took so long that they had to adjust the schedule of filming to accommodate him because he was going on these little like pain journeys. And so finally they were like, Jared, can we at least please get you a wheelchair?
Uh-huh.
And he didn't want it and eventually relented.
Man.
This dumb fucker went through all of that, made everyone's life miserable, hurt himself to give the least convincing portrayal of pain I have ever seen in anything ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been living with it for your entire life.
Yeah.
You don't groan and act like it's the first time you've ever felt it.
Right. It seemed like he woke up that way and was getting used to it.
Right.
And he wasn't just carrying on about his life like we do. But I still thought he acted the hell out of that part. in general, as an overarching compliment.
We've taken the reins here and spit fire down on Morbius. But Kelsey, I would love for you to tell us why we're wrong.
Let me see. Let me go back to my notes.
Any other things that you love?
This is, if you liked the Batman and you like bats and you like Batman men, then you're going to love this movie. It's
this
quick.
Is something you wrote down?
It's easy to follow. It's funny, but it's also scary, spooky. Ah, you can take the children if you want to. It's sexy. And it's a story about two friends.
So did you thought it was sexy?
Yeah.
What part?
You know, that part when he's kissing the girl on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty sexy. And that part when they kiss at the end and she bites his fucking lip. How about that? It was sexy.
Oh my God.
Wait,
we didn't fucking talk about this.
I'm sorry, Miles. This is important.
This is important.
She doesn't bite his lip.
What?
She bites her own lip or she puts her own blood in his mouth.
No, she bit his lip and drank his blood.
The first.
No.
First.
Yes.
The love interest. I don't know her name.
Dr.
I feel
bad. Bathtub.
Dr. Bathtub.
Yeah.
It's close.
I mean, like, I know you're hearing us be like, we're just calling her some chick, but that's kind of what she is in the movie.
Yeah.
She's
a bad bitch.
Dr. Bathtub. She's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
I liked her.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dr. Bathtub.
Bancroft.
Dr. Bancroft.
Bathtub
sounds better.
Dies.
Yeah.
And then she goes, Morbius, make my death matter. Mm-hmm. And basically forces Morbius to suck her blood. So, because what we didn't describe is that when Morbius sucks, when a vampire sucks blood, they get superpowers for the next like 30 minutes.
Right. 6 hours. Six or something hours. Like that.
But like they're really strong at first.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you need to beat him. Suck me dry, baby boy.
I don't think that's what happened. I think suck she bit down. His lip and drank his blood. And that's why she becomes a vampire bat.
And the final frame of the movie.
Her eyeballs light up. She's back alive.
And she's a vampire.
Red eyes. She's going to be. So who is she going to be?
Mrs. Morbius.
Yeah.
Derek couldn't care less.
I couldn't care. I looked her up. Dr. Bancroft is in the comics, but I don't know anything about it.
But you guys think she bit her own lip to feed to him so that he could go cry, cry, ham, bad vampire boy.
Yes.
No, she bit his lip to drink his blood so that she could become vampire.
But he also sucked her blood.
His blood is what has the vampire DNA in it.
I agree with you that that is what ultimately happens.
So maybe they trade blood.
Maybe they trade.
I remember she like went in and he goes like, and then she comes back out and then it drops right on her face and she licks it.
Right, I do recall that.
So that's her biting his lip.
Okay. All right. Fair.
Yeah, I'm right. You're wrong. This movie's great.
Fair enough. I still don't think that makes sense.
A question that I had is like, so Matt Smith has been drinking real blood and is absolutely stronger.
Yeah.
So how the fuck did Morbius win? Well, because he had Dukin's
Bets. He had Dukin's Bets. Yeah.
He
of
had
course.
Dukin's Bets.
You gotta
have
Dukin's
Bets. And he invented
Bets.
The potion.
Yeah, that potion that
he stabbed in the heart.
Now we're going to welcome in Ryan Broderick. He is the incredible web culture writer from the Garbage Day newsletter and the podcast, The Content Minds, and he is an expert in everything Morbius. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Wow.
Ryan, would it be safe to describe you as like you are an internet journalist? You study the internet.
Yeah. I look at a lot of posts and then I write posts about those posts and then I'm just stuck in that loop forever. So yeah.
You basically do what we all do, but you actually make something out of it.
A career.
I try to. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
We're here to talk about Morbius, the internet's new best friend.
Oh no, he's laughing.
Can't even do it without
Ryan, I thought you were on my side.
we're here to talk about Morbius, guys. Yeah.
I thought you were on my side. Do you mean to tell me you're not
Ryan,
a fan?
We watched this last night. Kelsey loves this movie.
I fucking ate it. Nom, 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 nom.
I haven't seen the movie.
I'm
definitely not going to see the movie until like I'm on a plane.
Yeah, I don't
something.
Think that this movie deserves money at all.
Wow.
No. Like it's unfathomable to me that it's made the money that it has made. So like I'm very excited to talk about this.
Morbius, I guess, is kind of the internet's new boyfriend. And I'm wondering if you could describe that phenomenon, how it started and what's been going on.
Yeah. So like, I mean, Jared Leto is a living meme. People love making fun of him. He's got like a really weird personal life and all kinds of cancelable stuff, I think, in the background.
Yeah. You've described him as having cult leader energy, which is, I think, a perfect description.
Yeah, it's which I was reading about recently, and I think it's a 30 Seconds to Mars themed cult.
It's an
which
island.
Is,
yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
Wait, what the fuck?
In Greece.
And they call him the prophet.
Yeah.
What, you guys all know this?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, this is deeply problematic.
Oh, yeah.
They all wear white, I think.
White Jesus. Garrick so perfectly explained.
Wait, how does this man have a career?
Because everyone's ignoring it.
Because of white Jesus.
They gave him an Oscar for a movie that
like
was fine.
Like it hasn't hit like the bad level yet.
Yeah.
I guess,
well, you know,
outsiders.
You would think all those underage girls is bad, but we don't care about them, right? Society. Right.
There's a lot of bad stuff about this guy.
Yeah.
So he's also like becoming like a really bad actor, I think, also.
Yeah.
I think the show was a moment where people were like, this guy is like out of his mind.
There was a tweet that I love from Gianmarco Soresi that said Jared Leto was like, I'm gonna be the Daniel Day-Lewis of bad movies.
Rude.
Yeah.
That's
he's awful.
That's a lane, man. That's a bag, and he's going for it.
Because he's not even like it's not like he's bad in good movies. It's like he's picking bad movies to work really hard at being bad in.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Because there's that whole thing where he was. So method that he was taking 45 minutes to go to the bathroom because he was like in the crutches and whatnot. And they were just like, let's just get this bitch a wheelchair so yeah. we can so you can
I want to talk about that for an hour, but we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
So like people were ready, I think, to make fun of this movie. But then when the movie started getting bad reviews, people were like, oh, okay, Blood in the Water, like let's go. But then the movie started doing well financially because there's no entertainment to go see in a movie theater anymore after like 2 years of a pandemic. So obviously it's gonna make like some money. And now people are just like going nuts. Cause like the idea of a really successful movie having like no fans, no viewers. Like,
I know one fan. Make
one fan.
Of so Morbius. Not
I'm fan. Dying to know why you're a fan of this movie. But
I think it is just a beginning to end. It's the perfect amount of time. It's not a 3 hour fucking superhero that's crazy. Okay. Like, okay. Origin story, you have to know this character and that character. Yeah. It's beginning, middle, end, problem, tries to solve it, comes back having been changed. It's a perfect story circle. It is
it's a hero's journey. Are you saying that Morbius is a perfect hero's
change
journey?
At all.
He literally turned into a bat. How could he not have changed?
But he had the same fucking problem. He still had to have blood transfusions just orally now.
Now they're obviously going to make a sequel. Obviously.
Is there a bad guy? Oh,
he's gonna stay the fucking bat.
So the bad guy ends up being his best friend from childhood, who is equally as disabled and equally as needed of blood.
Dr. Smith's or Doctor Who's Matt Smith.
Are they gonna? Is it like a more evil Morbius? Is that what they're doing?
They try. It was like evil versus less evil, and he had to kill his best. Spoiler alert: he had to kill his best friend with bats. And by with bats, I mean the way he killed him was he flew. About 50,000 bats into his best friend.
He Hadoukens bats.
That's what I was gonna say.
He fucking did a Kamehameha.
Kamehameha.
Yeah,
with was, fucking bats.
Oh.
So,
my
okay,
God.
I have a question. Did you like Venom?
That guy who's the Venom is fucking hot.
Yeah.
So,
No, I mean, Venom's great. Like, so I feel like that's the benchmark to hit here is like, is it better or worse than
Why
Venom?
Why is that the benchmark? That's like comparing Dark Knight to the Batman. They're different.
I would say Dark Knight. Not. I would say it's like comparing Dark Knight to the much more superior film, Venom, which is the best movie ever made. Because Venom is the story. Venom is basically the plot of Mrs. Doubtfire, but in the end, they kill Elon Musk. So like,
whoa,
wow,
yeah,
that's
wow.
That's a fucking mind fuck. I kind of want to watch Venom. Now.
I love that.
Have you
that
not seen
rules.
Venom?
Wow, really?
I watched part of Venom. I walked in. Maggie watched it with Eugene without me.
Oh wow!
And I came at the end, and I was like, "What are you guys doing?"
It's Upgrade.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah,
yeah,
but Upgrade's dope. So
dope. Anyway. Yeah, but it in a you know if Upgrade were slimier, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. If Upgrade had like more homoerotic subtext,
yeah.
It has a good amount. But like, imagine more.
Yeah. That was probably the thing I believed the least about this movie is that Jared Leto liked women.
Fair.
That boy, is ugly.
He likes younger women that live on his island.
Good point. She was too old for him.
Okay, maybe. Since you are not going to have a chance to see the movie, I would like to describe my absolute favorite scene of the movie. Okay. So he has he has a love interest, but it's only because she's there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that they
have
any
are attracted
chemistry
to each other.
Of any sort, but she's also a doctor. They love calling each other doctor. Yeah. That's super fun.
Yeah, and not nurse. Yeah.
No, she's not a nurse.
You dare fucking call
How
her nurse.
You?
Well, she's a doctor. She worked hard
she's
for that.
She's a doctor.
Yeah.
So they... And it's just suggest someone says you like her. So we're like, okay, we're supposed to think that, even though they don't.
Yeah.
They're standing on top of a building.
I'm sorry, before you say that, before you say the worst scene in any cinema.
The greatest
anything,
scene
so,
of this movie.
They didn't even go for the, oh man, I can't date her because, you know, I'm handicapped. And it's just like in a weird, like fucked up way or whatever.
Sure.
He didn't even look up at her as if saying like, this is not never going to work.
Yeah.
They never said
no,
they didn't even
the
do the bare minimum
the whole time. Yeah.
Of setting up a love story. At
There's no love story.
There's no love story.
But you get some loving.
Yeah.
And they're standing on top of a building. I don't really even remember why. He says, close your eyes. She does. And then he says, come closer. And then she does. And then they start making out like crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty anticlimactic.
I've never wanted to turn into a bat.
That would have been sick.
I've never wanted two people on screen to kiss less.
No, okay, yeah. Can I interject?
I thought he was going to take her flying.
This is why it actually happened, Ryan. And oh, I'm sorry, Zach is so anti this gorgeous film. moments prior, they were in their new underground lair, which goes to show more how he is the Batman. And she cuts her finger on a tuna can. And some blood comes out.
And he's horny for blood.
Hey, shut up. I'm telling this scene now. You got your turn.
Because he's a vampire.
He's horny for blood. And some of her blood drips out. And the graphic effects start to come on his face. Where the scary face starts to come out of the vampire. Which was really good, by the way. The fucking graphic. I was actually scared of this man. And then he calms himself down because he remembers it's just her. And so she's afraid of him. She thinks he's going to go all Batman on her. And so they go up to the roof and he kisses her to prove that he's gentle and trustworthy, you fool.
No, but before that, he's like, sorry about that. And she goes, I thought it was romantic. Yeah. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that so was
I wish yes. more movies like that showed is a vampire wanting to eat someone. I feel like we don't, you know, that scene isn't in enough movies.
Twilight
was vampire trying
right.
to
him trying to hold back.
I've never seen it before.
Ever.
Never. Guys, what if a vampire was good?
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
What if he was a bold take for the movies?
What if the vampire
the most evil of spooky creatures was trying not to be bad?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get back to the internet impact because you've kind of told us the arc of it. But to kind of break down each era, the early
era. It's been a week.
The early Morbius memes. What kind of stuff were we seeing?
I mean, it was a lot of people just like dunking on it, making fun of the trailer because the trailer like looks like dog shit, and it just like you know, it's also just like really hard to take a movie seriously because when it's called Morbius, which is just like a funny word to
His
say.
His name is Michael Morbius.
Yeah.
It's like
that
you know,
didn't need to tie in. But whose fault is that? The guy who wrote the comics.
Yeah.
We've already discussed but like this.
Morbius is like a D-tier villain. Like he was in the animated TV series, but they couldn't show him like biting necks, so he had to drink blood from his hand.
Yeah. Which is insane.
I mean, really, you asked whose fault it is. It's Sony's fault because they were given a chance to buy the whole Marvel library back in the 90s, and they were like, we'll only take Spider-Man. Yeah, the rest is trash.
But then what
we
if...
We just want Morbius.
They were all like Morbius.
I gotta have Morbius. Yeah, so everyone's making fun of the movie in like a normal way. And then when the reviews come out, there's like a ton of memes of just like empty theaters. So like there's one where it's Goku and Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z. And they're like, let's fight somewhere where no one will be, so no one gets hurt. And then it's a picture of like the Morbius.
Rude.
And then it's in a fucking Morbius theater.
Yeah. And then I saw one that was like, someone broke into my car and I had two tickets of Morbius sitting on the front seat and they left four more.
That's my favorite one, I think.
That's fucked up.
This was so relentless that I think Variety released an article that was like, guys, stop picking on Morbius.
Yeah. But also, like, it got so bad where, like, I saw a headline that was like, Morbius director, like, admits that he hates himself or something.
Oh,
was, like,
no.
It was so brutal.
It's really sad. I did see this interview. So Daniel Espinosa, he basically was like, yeah, he was sad. He was like, I hate everything. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the quote.
Oh my God.
So
Ryan.
The AV Club headline is so good. It knocked me out when I first saw it. It's the headline for the AV Club is Morbius. Morbius director finds common ground with critics. Quote, I have a lot of self-hatred.
Oh no.
It's so sad.
Wait, so does he hate the movie?
I feel like he's just unraveling, right? He's just like, yeah, because he can't say like it's a bad movie. He can't like say that. So I think he's like, you know, I have a lot of demons, just like Morbius. And like, I am, you know, struggling with all kinds of stuff. He can't be specific about the movie being bad.
There's an UpRocks article interview that's really quite fascinating where the guy's like, I think you're a really great director. I love these movies. So like, what happened?
And oh my God.
And
it was directed really well.
No, it wasn't. And the director's just like, well, every movie's a learning experience. And it just is this really weird moment where this.
What else is Daniel
Safe House. He's a Swedish director, I believe.
Ryan, I have a question.
Yeah.
Were there any memes about our boy Tyrese?
Oh, yeah.
So he inserted himself into this news cycle in a really unfortunate way.
Oh my god.
Yes, I love this. So,
what happened?
Yeah. So in the Morbius,
I'm so glad you asked this, Kelsey.
Yeah, I'm very excited to talk about this. So basically they created people on Twitter created a fake fan campaign for Morbius called hashtag Morbius Sweep. And it was like all these people being like, Morbius is the best movie ever. Yes. Morbius made more money than Avatar.
Agreed.
There was a shot of the Rotten Tomatoes score and it had 238%.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was a fake quote going around that someone created for Martin Scorsese praising the film, which I think I have in front of me. Yeah, here it is. So the fake quote was, I was aghast to find out it was based on a comic book. This is the truest height of cinema, and even I cannot top it. A wise man admits when he is wrong, and I was wrong. I apologize to all comic book movies. Hashtag Morbius Sweep. And then Tyrese put it on Instagram and wrote, wow, I can't believe what just happened. Whoa. Cheers and hats off to you, Daniel Espinosa. This is so amazing, King.
No!
And then he deleted it. Yeah.
No. Can we blame an really intern that runs his Instagram?
It's probably Tyrese.
No.
It's probably Tyrese.
Your kid? Did he walk back on anything? Like, did he take it down?
He just took it down, and then he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh no. And then I don't know what's the Instagram version of subtweeting, but I think he posted a thing like, "Yo, everyone on Twitter's got like an opinion," kind of thing.
Oh, so he reposted him typing something.
So Vulture was in the trailers.
Yeah.
He's not in the movie.
No.
Yeah, he's like wearing a lab coat. And he's like walking around. And he's like, I'll see you real soon. From what I can gather, there was like, for your listeners, I've done two Marvel marathons. I did in one sitting.
Oh,
I did one for Civil War. I did one for Infinity War. So I'm like, I'm pretty up on the MCs.
Wow.
From what I can gather, they just like didn't tell Sony like what the multiverse stuff would look like. Or like how it would work. So like even Daniel Espinosa admitted it. He's like, yeah, we didn't know like what the rift would look like. So we just like made it up. And they didn't understand like the rules of Spider-Man No Way Home. So it doesn't make any sense. And then it just seems like there was a whole bunch of stuff cut out.
Yeah. So for context here, at the end of the movie, there's two post-credit scenes.
Post-credits, yeah.
Spoilers, who gives a fuck? Vulture, Adrian Toomes, played by Michael Keaton.
Batman.
The Batman in the Batman.
In the Batman. And he'll probably come back as Batman in the Flash.
Wow. Whoa. So much bat.
Yeah.
He appears in a cell. Bats. He like zaps in, looks around, and for whatever reason, the line that they chose for him was, hope the food's better in this joint.
Yeah, that made no sense.
Oh my God.
On the news.
No sense. Doesn't track with his character.
Released
at all.
From prison, and they say, a man identified as Adrian Toomes has appeared in a jail cell, but is going to be, is expected to be released because there are no charges against him.
Yes.
In this universe, right? Okay.
Why would the news pick this up?
Even though who he is.
It's a little mysterious, wouldn't you say?
No,
Some random man just showed up in a jail cell?
That's not front page news.
They wouldn't say his name. They would say, dude appeared.
Yeah.
That's strange.
That's really weird.
Well,
anyway, Russia invaded Ukraine.
Well, like, all right. Imagine this news center was like BuzzFeed, okay? They're not exactly
it's
hitting.
They would go,
a man appeared in a jail cell. You won't believe what happened next.
Yes.
It'd be upworthy.
Isn't that a fun joke? Because we all worked there.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And also, BuzzFeed never made those headlines, so I fell right into that trap.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, he disappears, or rather, Vulture is let free. That's end credit one. End credit two, this man, Morbius, who we have never seen be a villain, is driving into the desert. Mm-hmm. Vulture has a vulture suit. Uh-huh. I don't know how he got a vulture suit.
I don't
in this
know how
universe.
He got a vulture suit. He should not have a vulture suit.
It looked like a bird.
Because the vulture suit.
Somebody else.
The vulture suit
is alien technology.
It's Chitauri.
It's Chitauri technology. And then someone else built it for it.
What's Chitauri technology?
That's the aliens that attacked New York. Yeah.
Isn't Chitauri that wall friend from Detroit? I love them.
Talking about.
Hold on. To get even more in the weeds about this, though, like, so Okay, let's assume that they're in Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man universe. Andrew Garfield doesn't know what the Avengers are because they don't exist in that universe, which means that like the battle, there's no version of the Battle of New York that happened in that universe.
Correct.
So there's no way to make that suit at all.
Correct.
Period. Especially not exactly like
what if he went to the other verse and then came back
again?
He can't do that.
Well,
and he can't bring
what about Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch?
He's Dr. Strange. How do you know
fucking that he, all right,
Kelsey makes a point. I hate to tell you, Ryan, that it does get worse. Vulture flies to him. He says, I'm still figuring out this joint, but
he talks like Guy Fieri. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'm still figuring out this universe. He says something about Spider-Man. We don't know that Morbius knows Spider-Man.
He goes,
or has
I think
a
I was set here by Spider-Man.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing here. I think it has something to do with Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking that
it's a good idea if guys like us decide to team up.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a good idea if the guys like us decided to team up.
There is a...
That's a cool line.
That's a cool line.
Well, yeah, it flowed out real
the
smooth.
The final line of the movie is Morbius going, intriguing.
Awesome. Well, awesome. He talks like Sheldon
it
Cooper.
It left a
I
lot to be desired. I was excited. I was on the edge of my seat. Can't wait for the sequel.
So Sony is shoving this idea of the Sinister Six down our throat.
Yeah.
But Morbius is not a villain in this movie.
No.
And he has no reason to team up with a villain, let alone team up against Spider-Man. It doesn't work.
But he's othered by society, so that makes him a villain.
So is Spider-Man, though. And so here, I do have one detail that might be interesting here, which is that Sony's been trying to make a Sinister Six movie for like 20 years.
That's too long.
There's like someone at Sony who was like, oh, wouldn't it be great to just like put all of Spider-Man's villains in
his
one movie?
His name is Avi Arad.
Which like,
oh, God.
Yeah, it just like doesn't make any sense. Like, no one wants a Kraven the Hunter movie.
But
like,
we're
no
getting one starring Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah. I just watched Garrick's soul leave his body.
What are you guys fucking talking about?
Oh, man.
Kraven the Hunter is a
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. He's like a weird hunter.
Okay. Superhero villain?
And like his...
Got it.
His main story is he kills Spider-Man and becomes Spider-Man.
Oh.
And like they can't even do that story. Like,
but I like
that's the ridiculous. Only good Kraven the Hunter story.
Oh, well, that I mean, look what they did with Morbius. They gave us his origin story. Maybe they'll give us the Kraven Hunter man's origins. Yeah.
Here's where I think it does get really fascinating, and you alluded to this, is I was in the parking lot. I was like losing my mind because I'm like, Gary, this doesn't make any sense. That's not the rules of Spider-Man No Way Home. What is he doing in this universe? And at this point, I also thought that this was the Tom Holland universe, which didn't really make sense. And now I realize, no, it's not. So it's either the Andrew Garfield universe, and they are going to throw all the money in the universe at Andrew Garfield to come back, which would excite people. But now I'm like, ooh, this movie's got a stink on it. And Andrew Garfield's in a good place.
He should be inclined to say no.
I think he would say no.
Yeah, especially how they did him on the second one, because he's like, throughout all of the Amazing Spider-Mans, like both of them, he's kind of acting his ass off.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's great. Nothing. He's amazing.
Right.
He's amazing.
Like he just has no base.
The Andrew Garfield goodwill right now is incredible. So I feel like there are two options because you cannot cast another new white Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's just there's too much. So either Andrew Garfield has all the cards or they're going to be forced to do a live action Miles Morales, which is kind of dope and then also kind of devastating because I don't want Miles Morales to have to go down like
that. I just saw you go. The tiniest little.
Just like,
what are you feeling right now,
no.
Derek?
Oh no! Because I got happy. I was like, oh shit, that would be. Oh
no.
God! I don't want anybody to go through that. I don't want to watch our sweet animated boy cross over to the live space and get destroyed by. It seems like a company that doesn't give a fuck about the character.
Mm. No. They want to sell like Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
that's what they want to sell headphones. Yeah. Like that's all they want to do.
Oh my God, Sony Animation, like we were talking about.
Oh,
they're
incredible,
killing it.
Yeah,
but Sony,
what's up?
They need that Walkman back. You know, like I feel like that's the only thing that they had going for them.
It is wild too because like they had so much goodwill with Venom 2. Like Venom 2, I feel like it was people thought it was really fun. People were coming around to the Sony Marvel verse. And
were people expect, like, before the trailer for Morbius dropped, were people like fucking hype on Jared Leto being Morbius? Were they hype on Morbius?
Nobody was hype on anything that had to do with a vampire in the Marvel universe.
Well, okay, here's a question, Ryan. I need clarification because he brings vampire bats back from Peru. He stores them in his apartment in New York City, and he becomes
normal.
A bat. That's a what we presume a vampire bat, since that's the ones he brought in his backpack all the way across the country. But then he's a vampire because he has to stab his best friend in the heart with a wooden stake. So is he a vampire fucking bat or a fucking vampire?
He didn't even stab him with a stake. He stabbed him with like some injection that kills vampires.
Right, but they were reading about. Remember they were reading about the stake in the heart thing? So is he actually a vampire? Because I think he was just a vampire bat.
Yeah.
Not a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. His whole thing is that he's a living vampire. So like, it's not like he's like a demon or like cursed.
I genuinely
it's like
think
a
y'all are
thing.
Confused. I think he was a vampire bat. Not a vampire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, we agree. No.
He's not a vampire.
And I think that a vampire is a human vampire bat. Like, why do you think that there's a difference here?
It's why Blade has like an uneasy relationship with Morbius. Because Blade is like against the vampire society. Yeah. And Morbius doesn't really fit into that because he made himself a vampire.
Wait,
by
are
accident,
you saying the word vampire? And like the vampires as characters come from vampire bat.
I'm gonna fucking leave this. I'm gonna leave this room.
I thought vampire bats were named after vampires.
What?
They are.
Well, who came first? Wait. The chicken or the fucking egg?
Are you saying which came first, vampires or the term vampire
Brian,
bat?
Don't make me say that, but yes, which one came first?
Oh God! I thought I would know.
Now I don't know.
I assume vampire.
I thought
vampire.
That they were
okay,
bad.
So I'm not that crazy. You
but I
can't
thought
leave.
I thought the origin of vampires was like an anti-Semitic thing in the 1600 Europe. Hmm. Yeah,
I think
the original.
It was like an anti. Yeah.
Really, vampires
no, ghosts are
Jewish?
Not anti-Semitic. It was like that. They said that Jews were sucking blood of people, and that's where vampires came from. I believe.
Yeah. I'm looking this up right now.
And then are vampire bats even real? I don't fucking know.
Vampire bats are real.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Vampire bats are real. Okay. Yeah, they're a real bat.
Anyway. Then they probably just named it after. But in lore, oh my God, who cares? Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do you have any final Morbius thoughts?
They
for
better
us?
Be good.
Yeah, I mean, just like if your listeners / viewers have any thoughts about like what kind of tattoo I should get for the summer of Morbius, let me know. A happy Morbs Day to all of you. And
peace
I hope that I really love that like this is the Shrek of our modern era. You know, like this is the edgy Gen Z Shrek that we've been needing. The sort of eternal movie meme we can all talk about.
And a happy summer of Morbius to you, Ryan.
Have a great goblin mode during the summer of Morbius, everybody.
Where can people find you?
Oh, you can follow my extremely bad Twitter account, at Broderick. And you can read my great newsletter, which is garbageday.email. Me out there. And
hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, we're going to let you go. But now it is our time to decide, is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty?
Yeah, it was super fun. Thanks, guys.
You want me to go first?
I think you should
end. For the sake of our friendship.
I think you should end it.
Okay.
You want to go?
No, you go first.
This is the guiltiest fucking movie
I've ever seen.
Do not watch it. It's not even fun bad. Yeah. It's just bad.
It's not fun bad. It's not like fun to like shit on or anything like that.
Well, I've had fun right now.
Yeah, I've had fun talking about it in this context.
You poor boy. We're going to have to hype you
up. But I don't think that this was a good use of money.
Or time.
I feel like if they were to donate this money to,
Ukraine,
or somebody else that's starving, or whatever, or some kind of
give it to me. I'll figure
effort.
It out.
Yeah.
Yes, the climate crisis.
Us.
Then I mean, somebody could have actually stopped a blood disease rather than having a movie about someone not stopping. A blood disease.
All right, listen. You all said your piece. And for the sake of our friendship, I'm going to say this. Because I did have a big old grin on my face the whole time. Because I knew it was so crazy. And I gave a standing ovation at the end. It's guilty pleasure. You know, it's the kind of movie where you know it's bad, but it's good and it's a fun. You want to watch to be like, oh, is this the part where he releases the 70,000 bats through a plastic tube in the middle of New York City? Go, I want to watch that crazy part. I want to hear him go, I'm hungry and you don't want to see what happens when I get hungry.
Real like, line in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. You just
I know I opened the show with it and you
so
didn't
bad,
know.
It's good.
That's
it's
a real line. You wouldn't yeah. like me when I'm hungry.
Someone wrote that. Someone yeah. put that on a
that
piece
was,
of paper.
It's so bad, it's good. That's what this whole show is about. And so I'm voting guilty pleasure.
Okay. Just at the, I just want to iterate that I did a standing ovation. Jared did a standing ovation. Kelsey did a standing ovation. I was doing it ironically. It's like, this is the worst fucking movie I've ever seen. Kudos to you.
Who else? Was it you that also yelped when Sony came up, the title card?
When the movie started, I was like, yeah!
Yeah, we Sony, both, yeah. All right, we're all just a bunch of hooligans.
Oh boy. Well, that is Morbius. Let us know what you think in the comments. No, just kidding. We know you didn't see it.
I fucking can't believe it. Where is my one person in the comments?
I'm at Courtney on all the things.
I'm Kelsey Dare on all the things.
I'm Gary Bernard on all the things.
And until next time, what are you doing?
I was clapping with my feet.
Morbius. Happy Morbius. Summer of Morbius to all of you.
Morbius.
Let the Morbius sweep continue.
Mo, mo, mo.